Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Deeper Truth. You have heard of the stewardship of God's grace. And today is Monday, January 23rd, 2023. And today is the day of prayer for the legal protection of unborn children. And it's the feast day of Saint Mary Ann Cope. Gracious and loving God, you call us to be stewards of your abundance, the caretakers of all you have entrusted to us. Help us to always use your gifts wisely and teach us to share them graciously, generously. Send the Holy Spirit to work through us, bringing your message to those we serve. Stewards of God's grace have unlimited resources to manage on behalf of Jesus Christ. Like St. Paul and St. Stephen, when full of grace, we are in a better position to allocate though its riches. God gives his children grace to dispense to needy hearts. St. Thomas describes the effect of receiving Holy Communion. He says, the Blessed Sacrament should inflame us with desire for our Lord, and inflame our hearts with charity, and make us godlike. The fervor of charity is its actual effect. These are its effects, unless we put up obstacles. One Holy Communion is enough to make us saints. Saint Maria Goretti received 5 Holy Communions only 5 times in her entire life, and she became a saint. Why is it then that we do not become saints after so many Holy Communions? St. Thomas explains that Holy Communion benefits those who receive our Lord in the state of grace, more or less, according to the measure of their devotion. He explains why the effect of this sacrament is received according to the condition of the receiver. So our level of devotion, our reverence for and appreciation of the Most Blessed Sacrament will help or hinder the effects we get from our Holy Communions. If we were more reverent towards and grateful for the Most Blessed Sacrament, our Holy Communions would be more fruitful. Permit me, Divine Jesus, to come closer to you, that my whole soul may do homage to the greatness of your majesty, that my heart with its tenderest affections may acknowledge your infinite love. And with this, let us begin in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Waited for the Lord, and he stooped toward me and heard my cry, and he put a new song into my mouth, a hymn to our God. Here am I, Lord, I come to sacrifice or offering you wished not, but ears open to obedience you gave me. Holocausts or sin offerings you sought not. Then said I, behold, I come. Here am I, Lord, I come to do your will. In the written scroll it is prescribed for me to do your will my God, is my delight, and your law is within my heart. Here am I, Lord, I come to do your will. I announced your justice in the vast assembly. I did not restrain my lips, as you, O Lord, know. Here am I, Lord, I come to do your will.
And the scripture readings for today, the day of prayer for the legal protection of unborn children. First reading. Christ is mediator of a new covenant. Since a death has taken place for deliverance from transgressions under the first covenant, those who are called may receive the promised eternal inheritance. For Christ did not enter into a sanctuary made by hands, a copy of the true one, but heaven itself, that he might now appear before God on our behalf, not that he might offer himself repeatedly, as the high priest enters each year into the sanctuary with blood that is not his own. If that were so, he would have had to suffer repeatedly from the foundation of the world. But now, once for all, he has appeared at the end of the ages to take away sin by his sacrifice. Just as it is appointed that human beings die once, and after this, the judgment, so also Christ, offered once to take away the sins of many, will appear a second time, not to take away sin, but to bring salvation to those who eagerly await him. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. The responsorial psalm. Sing to the Lord a new song, for he has done marvelous deeds. Sing to the Lord a new song, for he has done wondrous deeds. His right hand has won victory for him, his holy arm. Sing to the Lord a new song, for he has done marvelous deeds. The Lord has made his salvation known. In the sight of the nations he has revealed his justice. He has remembered his kindness and his faithfulness toward the house of Israel. Sing to the Lord a new song, for he has done marvelous deeds. All the ends of the earth have seen the salvation by our God. Sing joyfully to the Lord, all you lands. Break into song. Sing praise. Sing to the Lord a new song, for he has done marvelous deeds. Sing praise to the Lord with the harp. With the harp and melodious song, with trumpets and the sound of the horn. Sing joyfully before the King, the Lord. Sing to the Lord a new song, for he has done marvelous deeds.
Became flesh and dwelt among us. To those who accepted him, he gave power to become children of God. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
The Gospel according to St. Mark. Glory to you, O Lord. The scribes who had come from Jerusalem said to Jesus, He is possessed by Beelzebub, and by the prince of demons he drives out demons. Summoning them, he began to speak to them in parables. How can Satan drive out Satan? If a kingdom is divided against itself, that kingdom, if a house is divided against itself, that house will not be able to stand. And if Satan has risen up against himself and is divided, he cannot stand. That is the end of him. But no one can enter a strong man's house to plunder his property unless he first ties up the strong man. Then he can plunder his house. Amen, I say to you, all sins and all blasphemies that people utter will be forgiven them. But whoever blasphemes against the Holy Spirit will never have forgiveness, but is guilty of an everlasting sin. For they had said, He has an unclean spirit. For the Lord, praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. St. Mary Ann Cope. St. Mary Ann Cope was born, Barbara, on January 23rd, 1838, in West Germany. A year after she was born, the family immigrated to New York, where the surname Cope became Cope. Barbara became a U.S. citizen when her father was naturalized. J.F. Fowler, a leading Catholic laywoman at the time, who said Mother Mary Ann risked her own life, faced everything with unflinching courage, and smiled sweetly throughout it all. She was a heroine in her life. She is a martyr in death. So leprosy scared off most people in the 19th century Hawaii. That disease sparked great generosity in the woman who came to be known as Mother Mary Ann of Malachi. Her courage helped tremendously to improve the lives of its victims in Hawaii, a territory to the United States during her lifetime, 1898. Mother Mary Ann's generosity and courage were celebrated at her May 14, 2005 beatification in Rome. She was a woman who spoke the language of truth and love to the world. And Cardinal Martin, who presided at the beatification mass in St. Peter's Basilica, called her life a wonderful work of divine grace. Speaking of her special love for persons suffering from leprosy, he said, She saw in them the suffering face of Jesus. Like the Good Samaritan, she became their mother. Her father died in 1862, and this, along with her siblings' maturity, permitted her to leave the factory pursue a religious life. She became a novitiate of the Sisters of the Third Order Regular of St. Francis, based in Syracuse, New York, and she took the name Mary Ann when she completed her formation. Mary Ann held the post of superior in several places and was twice the noblest sister of her congregation. A natural she was superior of St. Joseph's Hospital in Syracuse, where she learned much that would be useful during her years in Hawaii. Cope also helped direct the opening of the first two Catholic hospitals in Central New York. She She arranged for students from the Geneva Medical College in New York to work at the hospital, but also stipulated that parents or patients should be able to refuse treatment by them. It was one of the first times in history that the right of a patient to refuse treatment was recognized. Elected provincial in 1977, Mother Marianne was unanimously reelected in 1881. Two years later, the Hawaiian government was searching for someone to run there in Hawaii, receiving station for people suspected of having leprosy. More than 50 religious communities in the United States and Canada were asked when the request was put to the Syracuse sisters. 35 of them volunteered immediately. On October 22nd, 1883, Mother Marianne and six other sisters left for Hawaii, where they took charge of the receiving station outside Honolulu on the island of Maui. They also opened a hospital and a school for girls. She joined the Sisters of St. Francis in Syracuse, New York in 1862, taking the religious name Marianne. And Mother Marianne, as she was then known, left Syracuse with six sisters to attend the sick and arrived on November 8, 1883. In 1888, Mother Marianne and two sisters went to Malachi to open a home for unprotected women and girls there. The Hawaiian government was quite hesitant to send women for this difficult assignment. They need not have worried about Mother Marianne. On Malachi, she took charge of the home that St. Damien had established for men and boys. Mother Marianne changed life on Malachi by introducing cleanliness, pride, and fun to the colony. Bright scarves and pretty dresses for the women were part of her approach. Awarded the Royal Order of the Hawaiian government and celebrated in a poem by Robert Louis Stevenson, Mother Marianne continued to work faithfully. Her sisters have attracted vacations among the Hawaiian people and still work on Malachi. Once arrived, Mother Marianne managed a hospital on the island of where victims of leprosy were sent for triage. The most severe patients were sent to the island of Malachi. Eventually, Mother Marianne's work became a burden on her frail body, and she was confined to a wheelchair. Despite this limitation, she continued to work tirelessly. Many noticed that despite all her years of work, she never contracted leprosy herself, which many regarded as a miracle in itself. The heroine nun went to her heavenly reward peacefully on her convent bed as her fellow Franciscan sisters prayed quietly around her. Excuse me. She was 80 and a sister of St. Francis for 56 years. She had served Hawaii suffering Hansen's disease patients for 35 years. In reporting her death the next day, the Honolulu Star Bulletin described Mother Marianne as one of the best-known and best-loved Catholic sisters in the islands. Mother Marianne died on August 9, 1918, was beatified in 2005, and canonized 7 years later. On August 11, 1918, Honolulu Advertiser wrote, "Throughout the islands, the memory of Mother Marianne is revered, particularly among the Hawaiians, in whose cause she was shown such martyr-like devotion. Those who have met the sweet, delicate little woman, whose face was almost spiritual, have always been impressed with her intellectual qualities, for she was a woman of splendid accomplishments." Excuse me. and had fine executive ability. She impressed everyone as a real mother to those who stood so sorely in need of mothering. In the August 18th Post-Standard newspaper of Syracuse, New York, the city from which St. Marina Marianne had come, it had been predicted that when the roll of the saints is called, Mother Marianne will be there to answer her. Her name will live as that of a woman whose noble self-sacrifice ranks with the death-defying devotion of the martyrs of old. Her biography and describes the decline of her final years. Her body, so overworked for God's sake, so generously offered to Lady Poverty's rule, so relentlessly chastened by humility's orders, broke at last. Her heart, kidneys began to fail more than 3 years before she died. Like St. Francis, who Dropsy is an old term for edema, the swelling of the body's tissues from the accumulation of excess water. Pope Benedict XVI canonized Blessed Marianne in St. Peter's Square at the Vatican on October 21st, 2012. In 2004, Vatican officials ruled that a miraculous recovery involving a 14-year-old girl from Syracuse in 1993 was the result of Mother Marianne's intercession. The girl, Kate Mahoney, nearly died from complications after cancer surgery at Krauss Hospital. The Vatican's Congregation for the Causes for Saints confirmed the unanimous ruling of the medical board that a medical miracle occurred as a result of prayers seeking the intercession of Mother Marianne on the patient's behalf. The case involves the healing of a woman who was ill with a fatal health condition. A group of cardinals and bishops confirmed the Vatican Medical Board's finding that there is no medical explanation for a second miracle attributed to Blessed Mother Marianne Cope, known for her work with patients with leprosy in Hawaii. With the approval of Pope Benedict XVI, Mother Marianne would become a saint, considered the church's spiritual role models. And thank you, Lord, for the lives of these great saints and the lives that they gave for you and for all. They lived their lives, and it's to let you work in their lives and let us do the same. Let us live our lives out, that your work will continue. And thank you, Lord, for these great and glorious saints. Though retired into the remote acts of the devils, they would appear to him under a thousand frightful forms. The saint laughed at their impotence and to put them to flight, simply contented himself with making the sign of the cross, saying to his disciples, "Believe me, Satan fears prayer and humility and the love of Jesus Christ. The mere sign of the cross suffices to banish him." St. Patrick and his companions appeared to walk through bolted doors to see the pagan king. Invited to sit down and parley, the pagan king offered St. Patrick a drink laced with poison. Knowing this, St. Patrick did the sign of the cross over the cup, and immediately the drink went from being hot to ice, except the poison. And dumping out the poison, St. Patrick again blessed the cup, and the drink returned to normal. With everyone watching, the pagan king was converted. And let us close as we began. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. And we pray for the poor souls of purgatory, Eternal Father, I offer you the most precious blood of your divine Son, Jesus, in union with all the masses said throughout the world today, for all the holy souls in purgatory, for sinners everywhere, for sinners in universal church, those in my own home and within my family. And this day, a day of prayer for the legal protection of unborn children. And we pray for those women who are contemplating abortion. We pray for the lives of those children. Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, I love you very much, and I beg of you to spare the life of the unborn child whom I have spiritually adopted, whose life is in danger of abortion. And we pray for healing. Of mind, body, and soul. We pray for America. Pray for our families. Pray for all of our children.
My God, I believe. The most holy Eucharistic Lord. Above all things, I love you and I desire to receive you into
God, I believe, I adore, I hope, and I love you, and I ask pardon of you for those who do not believe, do not adore, do not hope, and do not love you. And St. Padre Pio would make spiritual communions all day long. So it's good to be in mind and heart and recognizing that our Lord is truly present in the Holy Sacrament. So this day, wherever you are, may the Lord bless you. And thank him for his gifts to you. This is another good day. Good day.